St. Luke chapter 6, verse 36. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Dear friends in Christ, dear baptized of Christ, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, your God is the God of mercy. Your God is the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the Father who sends His Son, Jesus, to show that mercy, to show that mercy in the heart of God. No man has seen God at any time, the Scripture says, but Jesus Christ, who is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. He shows God's heart. Jesus does. After the soldiers put Jesus on the cross 2,000 years ago, with their role in the Passion history being complete, the soldiers, why didn't Jesus strike them down with a bolt of lightning? Let there be lightning, Jesus could have said. But He did not, because that's not the heart of God. God's heart is one of mercy, withholding judgment. That's the reason why He went to the cross, to forgive them. As He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus showed the heart of God. That was His purpose as the Word of God. The Lord is slow to anger and of great mercy. That's who you have, children of God, baptized of God. You have that Lord of mercy in your baptism as you continue in your baptism and continue in His Word. So we must confess that our God has been merciful to us. By mercy, we mean He's not given us what we have deserved by our sin. We've broken every single one of His commandments. Which one of us here has not looked to the things of this world for joy before going to God? We've had other gods before Jesus. Who of us hasn't taken His name in vain? And that happens not only when we use His name in the wrong way, but also by not using it in our every time of need. Who of us hasn't neglected the Sabbath day, the holy day, and neglected God's Word? Who of us hasn't lusted after someone we're not supposed to have? Or who of us hasn't lied? It only takes one time to transgress God's law. But the Lord continues to be merciful, slow to anger, and His tender mercies are over all His works, not giving us what we have deserved. Instead, He gave His Son, His only begotten Son, what we deserved. The scripture says the Lord laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. That's mercy. Mercy is the withholding of judgment, the withholding of condemnation. And there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ because He took upon Himself the punishment our sins deserved. Quite an exchange, the scripture says, the just for the unjust. During Lent, during the reading of the Passion history, we review the story of Barabbas, the murderer, and how he goes free, and how Jesus, the innocent man, is condemned. We are Barabbas. We go free as Jesus steps into our shoes as our perfect substitute. The Lamb of God taketh away the sin of the world. That's why your salvation is so certain, so complete. It's based upon Jesus Christ, based upon His suffering and death for you and for me. His resurrection from the dead proves the Father accepted His sacrifice for us. Whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. We have to confess that God has been merciful to us. But what happens when someone sins against us? Come on! He deserves to be punished! Look at what He did to me! He deserves to see some anger and some retribution for what He's done. And I'm just making sure He gets what He deserves. We must all confess, even the most faithful of Christians have to confess at times we've felt that way. He deserves punishment. But this is at the very heart and center of faith in Christ. God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That is what our faith is built upon. Jesus Christ and Him alone. Christ crucified and risen for sinners. And He is not here today to condemn us when we try and fail to be merciful. He is here to continue to be patient with us as long as it takes, in fact, as He promises, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. As we continue in His Word and in our baptism, if we were perfect at showing mercy, perfect at forgiving, why would we need Christ? Why would we need to be baptized? Why would we need His true body and blood given and shed for us for the remission of our sin, if we were already perfect at showing mercy? Do we love our enemies all of the time? Do we always show mercy? And are we always more ready to forgive than to hold the grudge? So often, we're not. So often, we fail. Yet this day, today, is another day filled with God's mercy. Another day to remember our baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, who came to us to wash our sin away. Not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to His mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration, by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. So Jesus says, be merciful as your Father is merciful. By His strength, by His mercy, by His Spirit working in us, we can and we do show mercy. We have to confess, though, that we still have that old man of sin within. And he loves to point out the faults of others. Look at what you've done. Look at how bad you've been. But here's the question. Does pointing out evil somehow make us good? Does constantly sitting in judgment of others somehow justify us before God? The Bible is clear. We are justified freely by grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. When He says, be merciful as your Father is merciful, He's calling on us to remember how the Father chose to show us mercy, chose to send us His Son, His only begotten Son, to give us not what we deserved, but to give us His Son in order that we might live. So when someone sins against us, we, by grace, we remember these words, as your Father is merciful. That's where we receive the strength to be merciful. By His mercy, by His Spirit, by His Word, not by our own reason or strength. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. We don't do it alone. We don't roll up our sleeves and somehow find the strength within ourselves. Rather, we remember our baptism. We partake of the Lord's body and blood. In the Lord's Supper, we turn to His forgiveness in His Word and sacraments. On Jesus Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He calls on us to be merciful. And that call is not in vain. His mercy enables us and strengthens us. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. He maketh His Son to rise on the evil and on the good. He sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye Therefore, merciful as your Father is merciful. And as He says it, He gives us the strength to do it. It is a contagious thing as well, as He says. It multiplies. Instead of the blind leading the blind, it's the merciful leading the merciful. As we turn to Christ, as we pray to Him and call on His name to help us, and He can, and He does, and He will. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. So we give what's already been given to us, what we've already received from God: mercy, forgiveness, compassion. God the Father already sent His Son to save us from our sin, and He promises to continue to help us in our endeavor to forgive, to withhold judgment, to show mercy. He will continue to be with us and to help us. And when we fail, He continues to forgive. For Thou, Lord, art good, ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon Thee. Therefore, be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. In Jesus' name, may He continue to strengthen us in that true faith by His Word and Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.